conflict in Ukraine killed more than 4,700 people in 2014, and today a soldier became the first fatality of 2015. That's despite a shaky ceasefire between the Ukrainian army and pro-Russian separatists. Diplomatic efforts to negotiate an end to the conflict continue, and in a hopeful sign last week, the two sides exchanged prisoners. Misha Friedman was there to chronicle the event for BuzzFeed. He met a woman named Svetlana, who was reunited with her soldier husband, Alexei. Friedman says the couple had been living in the eastern Ukrainian city of Donetsk when the war broke out.
When they began to see violence and all sorts of thuggish activities in Donetsk happening, they felt pretty strongly that they didn't want any part of it. So they moved to Dnipropetrovsk, a town about 200 miles from Donetsk. And Alexei felt that it was his duty to protect his home.
Alexei is her husband, who was then captured. He was in the Ukrainian army, and then he was captured last August. What was her reaction when she heard he'd been captured?
Well, she was horrified because for the first month and a half of his captivity, she had no news. Alexei and other soldiers were taken into prison, and they had no access to any sort of communication, so there was no news for her or other relatives for other prisoners. Plus, there were all sorts of conflicting reports about who was killed, injured, alive, missing in battle. Her first month and a half were like really the worst for her.
Now, fast forward to December 26th, when the prisoner swap took place. You accompanied her when Alexei was turned back over to his family. What was that like?
It was funny because she had some contact with him, because once time passed by, they were living in this dorm. They were, on the one hand, they were guarded, but then they also, like some guards who were nicer to them and were more compassionate, would let them call home. At times, they would even Skype home, which is incredible for a POW, to Skype his family. So there was no exact date. There was just this hope that it may happen before New Year's. So once it happened, it was great.
Describe the scene for us.
When the prisoners were finally, like, in Kyiv, they were told, this was in the middle of the night, and they were told by the Secret Service that they have to sleep at an army base and then they would be interrogated in the morning, to which they basically said, well, no, and they hailed a cab and just drove into Kyiv to meet their relatives.
So the prisoners of war just kind of said, enough, and they...
Yeah.
They handled their own transfer at a certain point?
Yep, transfer was arranged by the relatives, and it wasn't really done in the best interest of the prisoners or the relatives of how the exchange happened. It was more like to meet the president and give the president a photo op, not necessarily to meet the relatives.
What was it like seeing Alexei reunite with Svetlana?
It was amazing. I mean, they have two children, 6 and 16, who have not seen their dad for about 6 months. It was especially touching for the 6-year-old daughter, Sophia. You know, and just being there to photograph that and to see that was an incredible privilege.
What has the war done to Alexei?
Well, it's complicated. He wants to go back to fight. He still feels that his fight is not over. You know, before this, he did not have a drink for 11 years. He's been sober. You know, seeing his friends and colleagues die in combat may kind of have an effect on that. He's HIV positive, so he missed months of antiretroviral therapy.
He wasn't able to get access to any during his
imprisonment? Well, until Svetlana, his wife, smuggled some into his, like, to him, but that took months.
What does Svetlana think about the prospect of Alexei going back to war?
Well, she's largely silent on it. Of course, as mother of two children, she's deeply concerned. But at the same time, she respects his decision.
Are they confident that there's going to be a resolution to this war anytime soon?
That would be a stretch. I don't think anybody knows where this is going.
What was it like for you to witness this whole thing?
Well, I felt good because most of the time when as a photographer you work in documentary or just news or breaking news, most stories that we cover don't necessarily end well. And it was good to end this very troubling and never-ending year on a story that actually ends well, or ends in a reunion and not in more drama.
Misha Friedman is a photographer who covered a prisoner of war swap in Ukraine for BuzzFeed. Thank you very much, Misha.
Thank you for having me.